Hey, what's going on? I like how I hear the coughing in the background, too.
You hear the ahem. Bar, bar.
Oh, that was perfect. Oh, that was awesome.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, good times.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Drew. And welcome back to another edition of the Shenanigan Chronicles. I am Drew, your DM, and tonight, as always, we've got Ben, who plays Dave.
I'm lurking.
We've got Justin, who plays Emilio.
I hope someone picks up that phone because I fucking called it on a Minotaur.
We've got Jeremy, who plays Desmond.
I'm not drunk. I'm just intoxicated by your beauty.
Ugh.
He was looking at me.
Looking at the hobgoblin.
Eye contact is important.
Eye contact. We've got Garrett, who plays Egan.
We can't hear you, buddy.
Can you hear me now? No?
Yeah.
If you speak up, we can hear you. Yeah, you were just a little too quiet.
I'm so glad it was him and not me.
I thought it was going to be a repeat of last week where it was just nothing. And we've got Stefan, who plays Samantha.
So glad we call this thing the Shenanigan Chronicles because all the shenanigans!
I feel we often drift into malarkey, but yes, at least majority shenanigans.
Oh, God.
But I'm not sick.
Jesus. Can someone shoot Ben with one of those Nerf guns?
Out on it! Out!
I got one too.
Out!
Stop it!
Yes, but y'all can shoot each other all you want, and I can't be hit.
Oh, I will shoot him because we're using the power of podcast. Pew! Did it hit you?
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
You hit Will the Mew Mew.
Oh,
and he spins.
Watch where you're aiming.
Anyway.
All right,
so let's go ahead and roll a d20 and see who gets to talk about last week.
No. Oh, that's a major lag on my part.
Oh, wow. Justin.
Yes. Well, I had a 14 original.
There you are. Oh, God. No. Sorry. First
take
one.
Take the lower.
No, well,
that,
first.
That makes me and Ben tied.
Let's see. Who do we go with?
Emilio.
Emilio
I had a
rolled 14,
twice. But it lagged out on me.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it did.
You know what? I'm going to roll a. How many of us are there? Five? Well, I'll roll a d6, and Justin will be on there twice.
Because
he's got two characters. Oh, it's Samantha.
Aww. No fair. I rolled well-ish.
I like to roll, too.
I don't know why I was included.
Why don't you explain, then, Drew, if you're the, you know, Mr. Roll-It?
Oh, you want me to?
True, you have not actually explained it yet.
All right.
Hey, that's a fair point.
Cool.
Give it to us from a DM perspective. How much do we piss you off?
So
endlessly does not count.
So last week we opened some doors and we closed some doors.
Do we pick things up?
Yes. This is why
no.
I like DM.
Someone does it the correct way.
So last week, I believe that we ended after David just beat the hell out of people with their legs, then found out that the doors that opened from the buttons were in the room with the skeletons, the torture room, and we played...
The mummy!
We played...
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you guys fought the mummy last time, too.
Yeah, that's where the other button was.
Yeah, the mummy that... Slipped and couldn't really do anything.
We greased, and so he just
greased up.
He lost an arm, didn't he?
I think
he lost a leg.
No, leg.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He threw his leg back at him.
Oh, that's right.
He was trying to lift himself up, and he grabbed his leg and pulled really hard, and it came off.
He flopped in his grave covered in grease, like a
yeah,
it was like a fish out of water.
So he went in.
Just
Yeah, that was kind of depressing.
I think eventually he finally just gave up.
I think there was also...
No, he flopped out eventually.
He started crying. I felt bad for him.
He did smack somebody. Yeah, because there was a dusty tear that fell out. But you guys went ahead and you did that. You found the next button, opened those doors, did some riddling. There was one statue that wasn't so nice, and then there was one that was really, really into Emilio. And, right?
I think he was onto Emilio. I don't think he was in Emilio.
Yeah, I wasn't in him yet. I believe that...
I like the yet.
Again, I say.
Egan also noticed the Minotaur. And after you guys had just met up after Emilio got the digits from the statue,
Lyricus.
Will the Mew Mew comes running in and says, "Mew Mew 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 Mew," which to Dave was, "The big hairy thing is coming."
Phrasing.
So yeah.
Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
No, but apparently Dave is now under the impression that Emilio knows what
Will says.
Will can
oh,
say.
Sorry, Dave. I said Dave, I thought.
Yeah,
you did.
You did.
But no,
did.
It was
I'm
the
one who's thinking Will the Mew came mewing in just went, "Fuck, it's the Minotaur." And Dave looked at me and went, "You understand him?"
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, dear God. Anyway, so what are you guys going to do?
Well, I promptly grease that entrance point to coming into the room and have Cobra ready to shoot the thing that comes out.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that Will ran up here to go tell Dave.
Good news is you already have that marked as greased.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Plant here next to Samantha and ready action to attack anything that comes in.
Okay.
Same.
How bad would it be if it was just a like a really hairy villager that just walked in? You guys were like, "Oh God!" Anyway, you don't
probably
see anything.
Anyway, what the hell are you doing in the bottom of a well?
You don't see anything at the end of that hall.
Oh wow! No, I don't do the math right then.
For
nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh no!
What the fuck? What are you rolling an intelligence check for?
I'll whisper it to you.
Okay.
That was right.
Anyway.
Make sure you whisper loudly so we can all hear it.
Yeah. You don't see anything down the hallway. Everybody, actually, Desmond and
whoop.
Samantha, roll me a perception.
Okay.
I'm going to guard the door, quote unquote.
Okay.
That's a door, right?
Ooh,
oh, god damn. Nice. You guys definitely hear something kind of walking around, but you hear it coming from the door over by Dave on the south side.
Oh no. Oh no. I do not know.
Okay, well,
Dave's just like... Dave just wants to blend in, and he's like, "Yeah, I hear something too."
Readjust, maintain ready action, tell Dave to back the hell up.
You're just going to hide behind the door that you're supposedly keeping an eye on.
Why are you guys around me?
You hear the footsteps coming closer and closer and closer.
Now look, he's coming from this direction, Dave. Get a move on.
Okay, that's going to be my stealth.
All right.
Lurk in the corner.
I'm lurking in the corner. I'm totally guarding the door that's now greased.
Emilio, what's up with the grease?
Fresh one if it's coming from that direction.
On the steps.
All right.
Oops.
Right where Jeremy stepped.
It's not...
I'll accept that. There
okay,
you go.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting fucking messages out the ass on my phone. I'm trying to move it away from the mic. All right. You don't... It seems like this noise has stopped right there at the door.
Okay.
and you don't really hear anything else. Sounds like it ceased to move.
Okay, so I chime in. Is it gone?
The fucking door just gets smashed in. And before you, you see...
Take that as a no!
Damn it!
You see a big ol' Hulkin... Minotaur.
Sorry,
I'm looking for my my monsters. Where the fuck are you? There you go.
So, Drew, I was thinking that at the direction it was going, if that Minotaur had come in from the right where Jeremy was,
yeah,
hit that grease patch, it would have slid out, and if it slid, it would have been right in the path of Jeremy.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead. I mean, I'm assuming you guys are just gonna attack. Are you gonna talk to it, or
is it
standing there and it's just kind of like looking in right now. He hasn't really made a move. Whoa! Jesus. Why is he so big?
Because he's a large creature.
Okay, he's not supposed to be that big. Holy fuck. All right, anyway.
Well, if he's large, yeah, that would make him a 2x2, so that would be appropriate.
All right, well, that's what's going to happen then.
He's going to have to squeeze through the doors.
Yeah.
That's why there's all the double doors.
Yeah. Well, he busts that door in, and he's kind of looking around. He looks kind of pissed.
Did the door break?
Then I'd just be like,
yeah, it broke.
Hi?
And he's got this big old great axe, and he's getting ready to attack. So let's go ahead and do initiative.
Where the Minotaur?
How is he going to attack?
He has reach.
Yeah, but how's 10-foot reach going to work from out. A 5-foot hallway?
With difficulty.
Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to move him around like that.
Maybe he has proficient.
There's a chain. It just kind of touches you.
All right, everybody roll.
Oh,
for fuck's
sake. Why did mine not go?
You still did better than he did.
There we go.
All right. Well, you guys at least get the initiative. So,
all right, so we
Samantha.
Okay, well, if he's gonna be there, I'm gonna back up just a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make him come through the grease and see what happens.
All right,
still readied if he makes it through to attack.
Okay, Emilio,
let's make sure got clean line of sight here. Me control to center without cutting through a corner or Jeremy, so I can stay there. Go with Cobra, take a shot at it.
Were you moving? Because right now you're back there behind.
Should still be at the same spot. So I was just using the line to make sure I can draw a line of sight center of the token without having to cut through a corner or Jeremy. Longbow.
Nope.
No. This me.
What?
We don't know what he's saying.
Sorry, I'm talking to myself as I'm casting things.
Acid splash
is a hit.
Good shot. And go ahead and roll that damage on him. Nice.
Yeah, splash, splash.
Splash, I was taking a bath.
He starts rubbing it in.
Feel the burn.
Dave, you're up.
Can I physically see him?
Technically, yeah, you can see... You can see that he's standing there. You've got the table right there in front of you. It's probably about 3 foot high, that table.
I think you could probably physically smell him more than you can see.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
You can just see that the door is busted in and there's something tall standing there.
Can I stand on the table?
Yeah. If you want to roll, I guess,
climb would be appropriate, yeah. But it'd be like a 3 that he'd have to make, so it'd be super easy.
Skills? Climb. Climby, 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 climb.
Yeah. Cool. Oh my god.
Sorry, Jeremy has to do it.
Oh wait, not, well, okay.
Where do you want, right here?
That'll work, yeah, right there. Okay. Is that... I wouldn't know the difference, actually. Yeah, just go ahead and put me at the edge.
Right there?
Yeah, go ahead and just put me there.
Okay.
And is he in the process of swinging?
No. He's got to try and, like, squeeze into this room. Because he's in a really tight spot, and he's kind of, like, sidestepping in.
Oh.
He's got to suck in that gut.
So. Oh,
okay. Well, when I see his head...
Okay.
I'm going to smack it with the sword.
All right. Will to Mew Mew. He's going to freak out. He's going to come running over here, and he's got to get through that grease.
Yeah, he has decent reflex.
Yeah. Let's see. And what would that be again? That's a
16
reflex.
Reflex saved. If he moves at half speed, he make the reflex save to try to cross it and pull up Xbox.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just roll it right now just to see. No. I rolled a 2. That's a negative.
Be bad at saving against grease. That's all I'm going to say.
So,
I love it. So yeah, 10 plus 1 plus my caster modifier, so 16.
Yeah, so Will definitely comes running in, slides, and plows into the table right here.
So he cats.
Yeah, he definitely cats. He thought he saw a cucumber, and he freaked.
It's kind of bad that grease has been the most useful thing that we've seen this entire campaign so far.
It is a really underappreciated spell.
Desmond.
Getting back on my...
Yeah, I hear him.
So, I 5 foot step.
Okay.
Shift next to my sister to keep up the defenses. And then adjust ready action to I'll have to drop the ready action. Because if he can attack from 10 feet away.
Oh, I noticed
that
you guys are
doing any good.
I notice you guys are still kind of hurt, and so is Will.
Oh, yeah. Will got kicked.
Egan.
Not kicked. I swat him with a stick.
That's true.
Beat him with his wood. Get it right.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to ready action for the next person wounded.
Okay.
Technically, that would be you, Desmond, and Will.
No, next person wounded. As in, physically it's injured right now.
In this particular fight.
Yeah.
Okay. And now it's the Minotaur's turn. He's going to squeeze on through, and he's going to have to try and get through this grease really quick.
Oh, so I get to hit him.
Yeah, you also get an attack.
Are you on the table?
I am on the table.
You are on the table. Okay.
When I see his head pop up, I go, oh, shit!
Come on, reflex. No! Another 2! Another 2! God damn it! And he's...
Oh, it hits the ground.
Okay, he slips and falls. After... I'll let Dave do his attack. Yeah, you got the hit. Go ahead and roll that damage. Nice! Swing and smack him in the head, and the head, actually hitting him on the head, made him fucking kind of woozy, and he slipped and fell.
Caught him by surprise. You shouted and then bashed him in the head with your sword. Caught him by surprise.
The good thing for him, though, the grease was kind of on an incline, So he slips down, and he's right about here.
Excellent.
Let me add a little bit of effect to him.
Nope, didn't mean to do that, sorry.
What are you doing? What would that be? Is it prone?
Prone.
Yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, okay.
Laying on the ground, I'm just be like, yeah, see, hooves on slick stone, not the best idea.
He looks like he's got, like, fucking skates on. He's just slipping and sliding.
I imagine he's probably letting out, yeah, have you ever heard a cow that's just dressed kind of sound?
Yeah, he was going for a really nice growl, and he just ends up going,
did you hear, ding?
This has turned into a cartoon, if anything. Because Dave hits him and is just like, bonk. What'd you hit him with, by the
slide
way?
Slide whistle when he slips.
The bastard sword.
Okay, that's right.
Cymbal crash when he hits the ground.
Sad trombone. Wah, wah, wah.
I would really like to find a magical item that just has a permanent ghost sounds effect.
That.
Except that it functions as like it's as a cartoon. Soundboard for bullshit.
You know what?
That's the looniest tooniest.
That's a great fucking idea. That might actually happen. Thank you, Jeremy.
Automatopoeias like all over the place.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah,
I hope so. Because that's... if you're recording desktop audio and you can just pull up a fucking soundboard,
That's what I'm gonna do.
Hell yes.
Actually, the weapon will be called onomatopoeia.
Yeah!
Anyway, sorry, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are.
Samantha, you are up.
Cool. Leave this is going to be fun because now I have to deal with the fact that I'm wearing that ring, so I get two attacks on him.
All right.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Nice. Two hits. I mean, they weren't. There we go. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh.
He's almost dead.
Hell yeah.
That second attack in early level really adds up.
Yep. Emilio. This poor minotaur.
God damn, I'm amazing.
Hey, I hit him on the head.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Five gold says Samantha kills it before Desmond does.
I don't know. He's not looking too good.
Granted, mine was non-lethal, Egan. But still.
All right. What's up?
I was talking to you saying 5 gold says Samantha kills it before Desmond can.
Oh, making a bet.
Hasted. I'm not going to take that bet. I know
the Minotaur looks up. He's like, I'll take that bet. I'll throw a dive.
It's already screwed. Ready action. If it does manage to stand up, then I'll have Cobra take a pop shot at it.
All right. This is going to be great. Dave, what are you going to do?
He's on the ground. Can I even reach him on top of the table now?
Yeah, it'll be a little difficult, but doable. He's large, so he's probably still about the height of the table.
All right, here's what you do.
You can kneel down on the table.
I'm going to jump on top of him.
Oh, God, he's going to ride the bull.
No, you pull that Hylian down slash. You jump up, stick that bastard sword between your knees, and just come down on it.
I was just going to try to jump on top of him.
Really, phrasing, Jeremy?
I mean, I still can't do any lethal damage with the sword, so it'll probably just bounce off of him.
Pogo stick.
Jesus Christ. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna jump on him?
You know, that makes oh.
Give me an athletics, I guess.
That makes me wonder because all the damage he did was not labeled non-lethal.
I know.
I thought that you don't do
You
don't
enraged.
Do non-lethal if it's not enraged.
Not enraged. When I'm enraged is when it's supposed to be all non-lethal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just smack the shit out of him.
I literally smack the shit out of him. Well,
so
It would be a CMD to tackle him, correct?
You would attempt to grapple at this point, since he's already prone on the ground. If you want to jump on top of him, like grab on, it would be a CMD to grapple.
Yep.
With his size categories, don't expect a miracle, though.
They get alert?
Nope.
I doubt it, but it'd be funny. But
do it anyway.
That's, yeah! That's just not Ben's style. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Jumps on top and grabs the horns.
Because he's prone, it worked.
Guys, please, please don't kill him yet. I want to see Ben ride the bull. So, all right.
It's going to be a strength check to maneuver him around because I have to turn his head.
And they call thing rodeo.
To be fair, if he can make it an entire round and then back to his next turn again, then that would be about 8 seconds.
All right. Well, I have literally grappled the bull.
All right. Kind of.
First rodeo.
I think we have the name for the fucking title for this one. It's going to be...
Grabbing the bull by the horns, yeah, or what?
I'm thinking bull by the horns or...
8 second ride.
No, it's this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, this ain't my first rodeo.
It's the better option. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go ahead and put you on top of him. There you go. God, that looks so
Dave
weird. Because Dave's token is a fucking panda samurai. And we got a panda riding a minotaur. Okay. Anyway, Will DeMewmew, he stands up. And you know what? Just for the hell of it, because I want to get my rolls better. He's going to run through the grease again, trying to get back to the other side. You said 16, correct?
Please have 16, him.
Yes.
No. Nope, he didn't get it. He got a 15.
No!
Slip and slide this way. He doesn't run into anything, but he slips and slides. And Desmond.
As I see that, I'm just going to yell, Will! Will, come help!
Right. I sheathe my scimitar and start heading this way, going, right, I'm going to go check this other door we missed.
Jesus Christ. Alright, Egan, the person who got hurt was the Minotaur, so you gonna go heal him?
No.
I think the Minotaur's pride is hurt more than anything
that would
else.
Be, and... You know what? That would be amazing. You've got Dave riding this bull, and you go up there and touch its ass while it's trying to get up. It's just like, whoa, what's going on?
Bad touch.
No, at this point, I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna follow Desmond.
All right.
As I pass by...
There's still a killer Minotaur over there?
I got this!
As I pass by Emilio, I'm just gonna be like, dude, you have done more good for this team with lube than with anything else, and somehow that's very fitting.
I'm going to look you in the eyes and say, lubrication is always important.
Okay, so quick question.
I second that and then just follow that.
Dave, how big are you, by the way? I'm trying to remember.
He's a medium creature.
I'm heavy.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying.
He's a stocky 5 foot.
Yeah.
Like, he's not super tall, but he's relatively heavy.
Okay.
I'm fairly short, but really heavy. I'm built like a dwarf.
If you're familiar with Jeremy from Achievement Hunter.
Okay, yeah.
That guy.
Gotcha.
Anyway. So basically, as this is happening, I'm like, guys, why are we attacking an animal?
Okay, so here's...
I want to hug him and pet him and love him.
And call him George.
Here's the problem. The Minotaur, I don't know if he notices that you're on top of him right now, because he's hurting way too much to even care. So he's going to go ahead and try and get up.
Fail.
Opportunity.
All right.
Oh!
Well, yeah, he wouldn't have got up anyway.
Oh, well, if he's not getting up, then I can wait.
Well, if he tries to stand, that still provokes.
It's still the
yeah.
move.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
There you go.
Yep. Yep.
Die.
No!
Exactly zero.
So Dave rode for a whole 2 seconds before Samantha just stabbed it or slit
again.
It. You know what? How did you kill it? Why don't you give me a...
I'm a sword dancer, so, you know, a nice little twirl, flourish, and slash across the face. Since he's down, that's the closest thing I got. So
he was getting up. He's basically on his knees and his hands, and he looked up at you while you're dancing, kind of mesmerized as it's happening, and then slash in the face, and he just collapses. Dave, you're still kind of like bear hugging him around his neck and on his back.
Aw, it's broken.
So I think you need to insert another coin or something.
I see this because it's dying and not actually dead. it goes into the unconscious state and collapses. But because he can still hear the heart beating, Dave's just clinging to him. Just like, I got him, guys! I'm keeping him here! See, he's not moving! I'm doing it!
Well, that wasn't much of a rodeo, but... it is dead now, and yeah, so
again, I look up at Sam. Why did we attack it? It's just like all the other mismatched things in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's about to swing a great axe at us the size of you.
To be fair, Dave never saw the axe.
Yeah,
I think I dropped it, getting it slipping on the grease, and then trying to stand up.
I like how you're getting angry at Samantha, but you're the one who smacked it first.
Well, it scared me. I didn't expect that to come through the door.
I was startled.
What did you think of Minotaur?
Startled me.
It did. It made me jump.
Anyway, all right. Well, you're still on top of it. What is everybody doing?
I'm definitely getting off of it. It smells to high heaven.
Okay, so you're just going to stand up and jump off of him?
Me and Egan are still hidden to check the lion door. Yep.
I'll double check it for anything worth picking up.
Okay.
I mean, I doubt it, but it's worth looking.
You said it was an axe?
It was a large great axe.
Yeah, it's like a great axe that you probably wouldn't be able to wield. It's pretty big.
What do I need to roll?
Oversized two-handed weapon be a -8.
Yeah.
Every time you swing, it. Yeah, it's two-handed. You get it a -8 off. Unless we enlarge.
I can get enlarged.
Technically, that would also enlarge the weapon. So
if I'm holding it,
I have enlarged weapon.
No, we have to enlarge person on Dave, but that would technically enlarge the weapon. So that would still be a -8.
No, we just do enlarge weapon when he's not carrying it.
Fucking giant, a fucking colossal great axe.
We'll go to huge next.
Well, yes, but
yeah, I don't care. No, enlarge Dave, then cast enlarge weapon.
I totally would do it.
-20 to hit anything, but god damn.
It would be funny just to watch you walk around with that thing.
It's only an intimidation factor at that point. That's it.
A 20-foot-tall hobgoblin with a fucking Voltron ass.
So, who was?
We're going full on Dark Souls here, guys.
Who was looting the Minotaur?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, keep watch. Make sure that thing, you know, comes else after the Minotaur.
You know what? Just for fun, let's go ahead and do this. The Minotaur, it's laying there dead. Samantha, and I see that Emilio, you're up there too. Okay.
You watch, make sure nothing, you know, else shows up after the Minotaur.
As you're reaching for, you do see something hanging from, like a key hanging from his belt. What's it called? I'm assuming you're reaching for it.
I would, yeah.
Okay, you're reaching for it. It kind of makes a grunting sound. Like his last breath, but just for fun, let's go ahead and say, let's roll, see if it scares you. Because you guys are reaching for it, and it's a pretty loud grunt. What would that be? Would that be a fort save?
Will
save.
Okay, yeah, go
Which
for
I only have a plus two.
Against a fear effect, yeah.
Oh, well, that's actually
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, you're good. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Emilio, you too. Because Dave wanted in on that.
No. Oh, hang on. I got this.
You know what? Justin, roll me for Cobra.
I am much tinier. That's more of a.
Roll me for Cobra as well, because I want to see if he gets scared, too.
Is he immune to fear effect?
No. He doesn't get the freak out that you did, Jeremy. Instead, he gets a just little...
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I think it's just...
That was painful. I can't do it that much.
It definitely startled Cobra, but... Emilio definitely fell off of Cobra doing that.
The moment I roll off the back, I'm screaming, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it, as I dive under the table.
And so,
Cobra
yeah.
Puts three arrows.
Samantha, you notice it's
Dude,
dead.
It's dead.
Yes, because I shot it.
No, never mind. You're not worth arguing.
Anyway.
I shot it.
Okay, so you do grab the key. luckily, it's not a ginormous key either.
That'd be really funny. You had to shrink item to make it work.
God, that'd be mean.
Yeah, so...
Someone has shrink item.
No one does. Someone in town has a scroll.
All right, we're going to have to leave the well for a little bit. No.
Don't
feel so you
still
grab
have
the
those
key.
Healing items from the crazy old lady Dave almost gave a heart attack to.
Yep. No,
oh, that's right.
Did give a heart attack to.
Although she only had a minor heart attack.
She passed out.
It's
she...
still a heart attack.
There is no such thing as minor heart attack.
Hey, there are really bad heart attacks and there's not so bad heart attacks.
Well, in a village of miners, there should be minor heart attacks.
God damn it, Drew.
Oh, my God.
I think I pissed Jeremy off.
How'd you know?
Because they went silent.
I'm just watching him over here, and he's just looking up like, God damn it.
Okay, so you got a key. It looks like just a regular little old key.
Just a key?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Nothing special about it, just a key.
We haven't found any normal-ass locks around here yet, so hold on to this for now.
Okay.
Do you have any gold tucked in his loincloth?
Ew. I don't know. You want to reach out his loincloth and see what he has for treasure?
Hey, I'm not in the room.
Anyway, look. You know what? Let's go back up here.
I'm not fucking going underneath that thing.
Anybody?
Dave, what's under the loincloth?
I grabbed the axe.
You grab what you think is an axe, but it's not.
Went for the obvious joke there.
And it's hurt,
has
and
a
it's...
leather-wrapped handle and everything.
You're like, oh.
So firm.
Oh.
The handle's all greasy. No.
We're fucking awful people.
Moving on.
Getting a lot of nothing going on. Up there with Desmond and Egan, what are you guys up to?
We got to the door and tested, push it open, see if it opened.
To the lion door. As you walk up there, it starts to automatically open because it senses
the coin.
Yep.
Cool.
And let me go ahead and unmask that for you.
No, I'm going to look at you and I'm just going to go, at you.
Imagination.
And you see another room full of... Dun, da, da, da.
I'm going to look at you and I'm going to go, nope. Walk away.
Right. Well,
but these ones do have things on top of them.
Yeah, I see that. I was going to say, I guess you should get the others, and then I'd go ahead and... No, I don't. What I do is I look for traps again.
Okay. Go ahead and
roll. He's learning.
I walked over here and went, so we're leaving, right, guys?
Dragging your giant axe behind you.
Yep.
The grinding, scraping sound of metal on stone.
So you do remember when I was playing remember when I was playing Resident Evil and yep. I almost walked into one of those wires?
Yep. Oh, okay. So I'm like, right, well, I guess you should go back and get everybody else half step wait.
And you look down and you see this tripwire. And it's kind of like running up along the wall right there. Mm-hmm. And you notice it kind of goes up to the roof. And up there you see this giant axe just hanging inside like a little slot on top of the ceiling.
Oof.
So, yeah.
Dave, it's a bigger one.
Okay, then. Well, everybody stand back.
I'm already back.
And I'm going to back myself around the corner from the door and use my scimitar to cut the tripwire.
Okay.
Which way is the axe set to swing? Out the door or directly across?
It is out the door.
All right, so you might want to step a little more to the left.
I didn't move my token at all, but...
No, I mean, Gary. Egan. Yeah.
Egan, move a little more.
I mean, he's basically clear the door at that point.
It's basically centered on the on the thing. Right. So you go ahead and cut it.
Yep.
Okay, it starts to come down and... swings back up and gets stuck in the ceiling on the other side of the door.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well.
Nice.
I have learned from my mistake.
Good job.
Keep an eye for those floor spikes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and step in here, and then I'm going to check again.
Okay.
Because now I'm paranoid.
Oh, good roll. What? I saw it as a 17.
No, it was a 7. It's a weird glare on it.
What the hell?
I saw 17.
Yeah, I rolled to 17, but I think it just stopped early.
That's weird.
No, you're looking around, you don't see any other traps.
Okay.
That seemed to be the only one.
What's on top of these coffins?
On top of these coffins are a couple different, they look like rubies, and in the center is a stone on each one of them. It looks like they're kind of holding down the coffin lids. And these rubies are actually engraved into the coffins. So you would think that these are possibly some of the richer people.
Uh-huh.
I look at Emilio and I go, no touch.
Well, our family was poor and I'm not above grave robbing.
All right.
So I'm going to go over to this one and take a closer look at the stone.
I would. What's over there? Point away from there.
Uh-huh.
These stones, they don't seem to look very, they don't seem different than any normal stone. It just looks like someone might have put these on here so nobody could open them up.
Before you
just a big rock, huh?
Yep.
Emilio, will you come in here and cast detect magic?
Please.
I'm trying to get him in there. What the hell is going on? I think you just drew a line.
Yeah, I did.
Huh. Point. Trying to get it.
Ooh. Can you delete that for me? Thank you.
I did.
So, can I reach the axe in the ceiling?
The roof, or the ceiling is actually about, 10 foot high, so...
I use the axe that I have been dragging around to hook the other one in the ceiling?
I guess so. It's not a safe idea, but I guess so, yeah.
So, Drew,
I would say a strength... detect magic.
You need coffers out of magic.
Other than the door, you don't see any kind of magic.
All right, Desmond, all yours.
Okay, cool.
Where's my strength? Hold on.
Okay.
Skill.
Because you're gonna have to hold this axe kind of like over your head.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm gonna pop the rubies out of this one and then see how heavy that rock is.
Okay. So, you do see the numbers of the rubies that are on each of these, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so three on
three,
the one
six,
that...
five.
Yeah.
I take the ones out of my coffer.
Okay.
I do not remove the stone.
Dave, with that...
Before I do it, I like hate... Sam, one moment. I want the axe. And then I try to hook it.
Okay.
But Sam technically just ran to the restroom.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
assume she moved.
I will move her.
Okay.
yeah, you did hook it.
Oh, good.
And you yank, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Swear to God, Dave, if you pull that down and kill yourself, I'm going to laugh.
All right, go ahead and you pull, and it's coming down.
More strength?
Yeah, give me another strength.
So I'm just trying to wiggle it loose. I'm not trying to, like, tear it out of the wall.
Okay.
Cool, I wiggled it. Emilio, you urge the grease of that axle shaft so strong.
Axe haft. How do you get axle shaft out of axe?
Yeah, I was confused. Anyway.
Because Ben.
It doesn't do anything.
I wouldn't do that. Like, I want to just grease the axe shaft mid-pool so you just punch yourself in the face, but damn it, I need my magic and I can't be wasting on hurting you.
You kind of wiggle it and nothing happens.
Cool. I'm going to do it again.
All right.
The wiggle.
And again, nothing really happens. It's pretty stuck in there.
Okay, now I'm angry.
Oh, you're enraged?
No. I'm not enraged.
That's a secret.
I'm going,
always angry.
I'm like, come on, damn it.
Another wiggle and yet nothing. All right. You finally rip it out this time. And as you pull down the wooden the fucking wooden handle to this axe gets cut in half, and now it's falling down towards you. Give me a reflex save because you're gonna have to try and dodge this axe.
Wait,
falling.
Which handle?
Because
the one I put up there.
Yeah, no. The handle of the axe that was swinging.
The wood bar that the axe was swinging on. You broke it.
Oh.
And now this axe is falling towards you. Oh, you lucky bitch. You finally roll something good. It was going to come right for your foot.
I guess better lucky and stupid than good.
Yeah, I guess.
And when he misses his foot by an inch, I'm just going to look up to the heavens and go, why, God? Why couldn't you do that one thing?
All of the gods answer in unison. We dropped the ball.
We dropped the ball on that one.
The axe falls down to the ground, and It gets stuck in the ground.
Jesus, how big is this axe?
It's fucking big.
Massive.
Is it bigger than the one I have?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
drag both of them.
Back to Desmond and Egan.
Yes.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch.
On the Rosa Ranch.
Yes.
So how heavy is that rock?
What's Muil doing?
It's a pretty heavy stone.
Will.
You figure it's probably...
We just kind of left him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just hanging. He was on the ground.
He's trying to get all that grease out of his fur.
The stone's probably about... let's see here. What I'm going to do... do that. Actually, it's not that big. Not this one. It's probably about 63 pounds, something like that. If you could guess that well.
That's pretty specific,
yeah.
Drew.
Yeah, I know. It's not like I rolled a...
percentile or anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to pop the rubies out of the center one as well.
Okay. So go ahead and add those... to y'all's inventory as well. So you have one,
9
two.
For me and 5 for
5.
Egan. Yes. This stone, let me see here. It looks like it's about the same size as the one that you were over there by.
Okay.
Old 63 pounders. The standard for grave holding.
Yep.
Coffin holding.
That is now cannon.
Okay.
You want to keep it's your a cannonball? Kind of coffin?
Right.
Pounds.
Well, what's the, Egan? What's the over under on there being something we need in one of these coffins?
We haven't explored this whole dungeon yet, so I don't know if there's anything valuable left. But. If you want to risk it, we could handle everything else that was thrown at us, so...
Yeah, considering the biggest thing in these dungeons was just thrown on the floor and toyed with...
And kind of rode like a bull.
Okay, my cool. fault. I helped did that.
Cool. I'm going to open this one.
Okay.
Anybody wants to prepare for whatever, that strength check to move the rock, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
I just turn around and yell, everybody prepare yourself.
It's not too bad, just don't roll super low. Ah, no, you're good. You do get it off, and you just toss it off to the side?
Yeah, I'll place it behind
me. Okay, cool.
And then I'll pull out my scimitar and flip the lid.
Is it just a rock?
Yeah, it's just a stone.
It's just a fucking rock.
Oh, God, I already can hear Ben thinking...
you hear the wheels turning?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a weapon.
It's just a stone, like... right?
Yeah. No, they've been greased recently, it's fine.
Anyway.
So now they're just spinning out of control.
How many grease have you cast?
Excuse me, I am never going to loop up now, hobgoblin.
Here's,
I have standard.
Here's another chance to make something canon. Is it a certain type of grease? Is it like chicken grease? Is it?
Oh, no.
It's Astroglide.
It's a petroleum-based product. Something synthetic that'll work for anyone. It takes a while to dry up.
I feel like your character, it needs to be KY. I'm just...
Wait, KY hers and mine? Or...
Forming intense pleasure actions.
It goes back and forth each cast. The one, first cast is his, the second cast is hers.
Yeah, can we
just change it?
If you want canon, later, like, you need to find somebody that he can buy scrolls from in order to make adjustments so that he has one that does 1d6 fire damage.
It's
the KY warming. And then he has another one.
That's the ice?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So what, now I got icy hot in my lube, too?
Yeah.
So, instead of grease, we'll just call it sex jelly.
Yes.
All right, Justin, rename the spell.
I'm already doing it.
All right, so I'm assuming you opened the lid.
Yeah, I do.
You know what? I can fix that later, so...
Oh, God damn it.
This is a particularly strange episode between bull riding and sex jelly.
Hang on, I'm Googling types of KY lube.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
All right, so as you're opening this lid...
that's going to be in my search history from now on.
You notice inside it's another corpse, but this one, unlike the others, isn't moving.
There's a scroll called KY Truefield. The grease itself is invisible.
God damn it.
KY Ultra Jail. DC to save is doubled.
Damn it. All right.
KY Passions has a charm effect.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, works like the bard spell that compels two things to start making out. And two creatures inside
unnatural lust.
Yeah. Hey, it makes unnatural lust and grease. It would work.
All right, so you find a corpse inside, but this one's not moving.
Poke it anyways.
Oh, thank God. I'm so tired of the dead things.
You're not the only one.
Give me a perception check.
Is it okay? I was about to say, is it anyone recognize? Yeah, it's not that great.
Hold on, I'm getting it.
Super sex jelly.
Yeah, 21.
Okay, Desmond, you didn't really notice anything special about it. Just kind of a dead body, but Egan, you swear that you could have seen this thing kind of just. It looks like it might have moved.
Might have twitched?
Yeah. And you kind of notice that it's kind of wincing.
So I'm going to walk forward just a little bit and perception again, maybe?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you notice that this thing, it's really, like, closing its eyes. Like, this thing's pretending to be asleep.
Desmond, it's pretending. Stab it. It's playing dead. Stab it.
But
how is it smart enough to play dead?
That's what scares me. Stab it.
Wait. Ask it a question.
What
is your question?
Your favorite color.
Okay, so as soon as Egan said it's faking, it pops its eyes open and looks at you. Please don't.
Wait. What?
What?
Did I just hear more dead things to kill?
Don't make me get the lube.
It asked for help. Can you?
Please don't. Please don't.
Detect if it's actually undead.
Here, let me detect evil.
Okay.
Boop.
This thing, surprisingly, is not evil.
The fuck? It's not evil, Desmond.
Wait. So it's... Are you dead?
That's what I'm about to say. With the tech magic, is it radiating necromancy?
No.
What?
It looks like...
I put my sword away, but I put my scimitar away, but then I go, what are you?
And just start poking it?
I
must study him.
I'm a villager, and I don't think I'm dead.
Villager of what?
Upon
no offense, but you kind of look it.
Closer looking, this person is covered in shit and nasty looking, and it looked like a corpse, but it's actually a person who's been stuck in here, and he explains to you, I don't know how long I've been here. I was kidnapped in the middle of the night, and Where am I?
Oh, holy shit. Egan, check for Waldus. I'm going to get this rock. Somebody grab that other rock. There's people in these.
I'll check.
What if only one of them's people? The rest are horrible killing nightmare thing.
Then we'll deal with them.
Then we'll kill them.
Coming for all the right, medic.
Just don't hug the first thing that comes out.
No, I won't.
All right, so you guys...
I still have my sword at the
roll range. The strength checks for those.
Yep. Yep.
So we are not strong characters. We are nimble characters. Damn it!
So you hear the you hear
the stones and go.
The stones.
Both of us simultaneously go. We gotta get these up.
And then you hear like you hear knocking coming from inside the coffins, and they're like, "Let us out! Let us out!"
Deep breath.
Okay, that's better. Samantha, you definitely get yours off. Desmond, yours just kind of, you roll it off barely.
That was, right over there. Oh, that's heavier than it looks.
Okay. And
all right, well, they're off and lids open.
Okay, so it's, again, two more people, really shitty looking, like they've been through a lot. They look like they're almost dead, like they've been starved for days. They've been out for a while. They get up and they look at you. Oh my god. What happened?
That's what we're gonna ask you.
I just remember waking up in this dark place, and I don't know how long I've been here. I just remember a man, he grabbed me. And they all had the similar stories. And he's...
Show me on the doll where the bad man touched.
And he whips out a doll. And no, so he's like, am I still in Greyhawk?
Wait, what? No.
You're far from.
What? Where am I?
Well... Some kind of pit we found underneath. It's just outside of Rock Ridge, underneath the
Stoneheim.
Stoneheim.
Yeah. Well, they know this to be Rock Ridge as well. It's to the locals. It's Rock Ridge.
Just outside of Stoneheim. So we found this dungeon.
Stoneheim.
You guys are in it.
Oh my god! What? How the hell did I get here?
You're asking us. Here.
Well, he's freaked out, and...
Emilio, can your snake help carry these people back up the rope?
Kind of.
Strong enough?
Kind of. I think Dave might be better.
And they see a hobgoblin standing there in the background.
Or the armed snake monster.
Are you kidding? They're watching a hobgoblin take an axe trying to cut up another axe so I can have two axes.
What the hell is that thing? You guys better look out. There's a monster back behind you.
That's just Dave.
You gave it a name?
He's special.
I told him not to. That's why they got attached to it. They should just kill it when we saw it.
Attached to it? Who said that?
Hey, I thought we all went on this together.
Shut up, Dave.
All right. Well, can you get us out of here?
Yeah. Look.
Here, hold on. Let me look at y'all. Let me tend to y'all's wounds.
Okay. Do you have any food? Because I mean, wounds is something, but food. Ugh.
Let me see here.
I got some rations I can pass off.
I don't think I need to give them the alcohol that I have. That would be a very It'd be a very bad idea in their condition.
Just the whiff of it and they're drunk.
They can climb the rope, so they couldn't even lift 60 pounds.
I could create water. Someone's got a bucket I can put it in.
So I've got a drink.
I got a water skin.
Okay. That.
Yeah, we've got our water skins. Right? You can refill those. And then.
In fact, I've got five tankers. with which to serve the alcohol I keep with me. But water will do.
Well, I have water skins and soap, so, I mean...
Same. I'm willing to pass off... Willing to pass off a couple of my trail rations to give them at least a little something to work with.
Okay.
Because I actually use soap.
They're very appreciative, and they get up. They're like, "Well, is there? How do we get out of here?"
There's a hole.
We're under a well.
Out the doors right behind us. Take a right. There's a path that'll lead you back to where we came in. There should be a rope leading up through a well.
Here, follow me this way. Sam, can you check the coffin? See if there's hidden.
Can do.
I'll check with him.
And then I'll lead them back out here. Dave, can you give me a hand?
But all right,
it's not going anywhere.
I'll go ahead and save you guys the rolls. There's nothing in the coffins. It's just something that they stuck these people in. They obviously weren't evil, so they. Person running this place probably just locked them up in there.
Okay.
So.
Well. So Dave, if you'll climb up to the top, and then I'll tie these people off, and you can pull them up from the well. Okay.
Cool. Can I climb up with the axe?
Sure. Just don't cut the rope.
Cool.
You know what? I don't even want to deal with it. Just you do it.
I have an axe on the top of the well.
We have time, so you get it done. It just takes a little while.
Cool. Just tie them to the rope, and I'll drag them up.
Yeah, so basically I tie him off at the end of the rope with a harness and have him pull them, like, in a harness tie, and then have him pull them out rather than worry about whether they can climb.
Ah, but do you know how to tie a harness tie?
Drew. Well enough.
Yes. Yeah.
I assume getting all these people up is going to take, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Takes a little while getting them up, yes.
In that case, I'll have Cobra Commander take a 10 on each of these coffins looking for hidden compartments and whatnot.
Okay.
Anything secret there around the area?
Now that I think about Desmond, before we take off, there is a door that we didn't know.
Right, I didn't intend to leave yet. I was just going to send them up and ask and point them on their way to Stoneheim and ask them to let the city authorities know what we found out.
Okay.
Give me each a gold piece so that they can have a place to stay and some food when they get back.
That is a good point. I will mark off 3 gold.
Okay, cool. Well, you go ahead and you get them up there, and they say, "Bless you, bless you. Thank you so much."
Check out the Vinny Von Stup show.
The who? No.
Von Stup.
I have warned them that there's things they don't want to touch up here, too. Oh, wait, no, I don't know about that. Never mind.
No,
I know nothing.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys get them back up there, and they take off on their way to Stoneheim.
Yeah, and then I'll just be like, "All right, Dave, get back down here, get your other axe. Let's figure out this what's left."
Cool.
Okay.
At which point, I would come back in here, and I'll reconnect the hallway. And...
We are past the time, but... I want to keep it going a little bit, because this is,
Okay.
The climax?
It's
all right, everybody.
It's getting entertaining.
All right, everybody. There is one door we haven't been able to... There's one more marked door.
Will, by the way...
That we need the switch. And then one more door we haven't checked.
The wild bork.
Is over here.
We don't have the wolf medallion yet, do we?
Nope. And so... and the only things we haven't checked are back from where that minotaur came from. Now the minotaur's dead.
I don't know. We haven't been down this hallway yet.
Yeah, you looked down there.
Had we not?
We looked down it, but we didn't actually go down this hallway.
Oh, well, let's check that out real quick. We're here.
Am I able to get the other axe, Drew?
It's kind of broken, but yeah, it's fucking huge. It's pretty goddamn big.
Can I lift it?
Is it a double-sided, like, battle axe blade?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that as your shield from now on?
It's too big.
As a shield?
Hold on.
If it's huge, it would basically be a tower shield.
Bigger at that point, I would think.
You'd have to,
yeah. All right.
Exotic.
Yeah. There you go. You come into another room, kind of like those ones that you that one you've been into before. It's just a big circular room.
All the gore.
Yeah, lots of gore.
Badass.
Okay. I'll take I assume this massive part in the middle is just a giant fuck-off pillar?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'll take a quick walk around the pillar to see if there's anything unusual, but I don't really want to be wandering around through this too terribly much.
Okay.
I'll stick next to her just to be safe.
Give me some perception checks.
Mm-hmm. I'm down here trying to open up the door where the mentor Boop. Came from.
Boop.
Okay. Why did you roll so many?
Each corridor.
We each rolled two.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. let me see. Okay. As you're walking through, on this side right over here, if you want to just click on the map, it'll show it.
Mm-hmm.
You do notice, there's a statue at the very end of the hallway, and it's got the statue is of a knight with a sword drawn and its shield, and it looks like it's in the charging position.
Ooh. I would like to check for a pressure plate.
Okay. You do, in fact, see a pressure plate.
That's what I thought. Well, watch your step.
Yep.
Okay. The other checks that you guys did, you noticed that there are pressure plates at each of these and statues at each of these little hallways.
Do the statues all look
same position? Yep, same exact thing.
Right. In that case, I tell you what. Assuming we step over the one for this one, realize there are three.
Okay.
Come back to this one and activate it on just and back. Kick the pressure plate and back up.
Okay. That statue immediately slams into that pillar. And then upon striking the wall, it starts to retract back again.
Oof. While it's closer, is there anything special I can see about it?
No, not really. You do notice that on the wall, at each of those spots on the wall, there are big blood stains and bodies that have been destroyed over time, and
yeah,
body parts in places and bones everywhere.
Okay. Well, that was a fruitless hallway, so let's go ahead and walk back out.
It's a good thing we didn't fuck with this one last time. I take care to avoid the pressure plates.
Okay.
I was hoping you would fire out before hit the pillar, jerk to the left or right, and circle around first to really fuck with people.
Mm-hmm. That would be a gigantic...
In the meantime, all that happening, I've already probably started looking down these hallways.
Yes. So let me go ahead and open these up for you. This is what you see down that hall.
Right.
And that hall. Let me get the other side. There you go. Holy God, you guys are moving.
Yep.
Give me a sec.
Alrighty then. Oh.
Alright.
We have to check for pressure points along our way.
Okay. Go ahead and do me some perceptions.
Boop, boop. Boom!
Nice. Alright. You do not see any pressure plates, but you do see the fact that this is basically where the Minotaur's been basically playing sentry. Yeah. He's been wandering these halls, just kind of keeping an eye on things. And at this point, you come across some giant stone doors. And these stone doors, Egan, as you see, have 4 slots for some medallions with some animals on them.
Whoever has the medallion, we need each one of them.
Because, yeah, we have lion, eagle, snake, but we don't have...
We don't have the dog.
I mean, I have the wolf one, which is why I'm over here. I've got the lion one, but I believe Emilio had the snake in gold.
Yeah, Emilio had the other two.
Let me go ahead and clear that out for you. There you go.
Garrett had eagle, because he went inside the eagle.
And Emilio has the snake. I've got the lion, and I was... Okay, so I was going to... while they're doing that, can I hear him call out for that from where I am?
No, it's kind of...
Probably not.
Okay, that's
fine. Samantha should be able to, and she can relay it.
Yeah.
I'll head
up that way and be like, so, we found the door that needs all the emblems.
Oh, okay, cool.
The door that you are at right now, Desmond, do notice a keyhole on this door.
Oh, hey, didn't you get a key?
Oh, yeah, here, toss it to you.
Okay.
Catch key, open door.
Okay, it does open, and I saw you did a perception check.
For traps, yeah, but it was garbage,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you see, you're like this. Another room with another statue, similar to the other statues that you guys talked to.
I turn back to Sam and go, I promise I won't try to have sex and then step in.
Well, that's unusual.
All right, so you step on in. And again, the door slams closed and it is locked again. And this statue says... Hold on, hold on, hold on. God damn it.
Sorry, that should have been with Amelia, not Cobra.
I forgot that I had this on here. Riddle from the Sassy Bitch. Where are they? Ah, there they are. Okay. We got that one. We did that one. Okay, cool. This statue looks down at you and says, answer the riddle and you may gain access. And it doesn't have one of these medallions with it. It's just telling you that it will let you in.
To the door back there, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Ask me your riddle, statue. I am not afraid.
What is your quest? Just kidding.
To get Bobby's body here. We did that already.
Okay. It holds most knowledge that has never been said, but is not the brain, is not the head. To feathers and their masters, 'tis both bane and boon, one empty and one full.
One thing I can think of, I can't think how it'd be a boon to birds.
Don't think birds.
But to feathers and their masters, that's pretty damn specific.
It's not a bird.
Not unless you're thinking really. Of the feather as a quill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I thought about that because the thing that kept coming to mind was book.
Mm-hmm. You're scratching the surface.
Getting there. It's like a little scratch.
This time, kind of think more inside the box.
Well, yeah, okay.
It all makes sense. Wounds fast, stupid to feathers and their masters, 'tis both bane and boon. That's the only thing that throws it off from me.
Uh-huh.
Well, the one empty and one full is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that implies there's two items, where at the beginning it starts off with only one.
So... Yeah, I mean, you said book.
Yeah, I mean, are you looking for a specific kind of book?
No, no.
Well, okay.
Like books or scrolls.
Book is close enough.
Paper of some sort.
Or a tome?
Maybe? Can I say it?
Yeah.
It's paper.
That still doesn't make sense. Paper.
What the hell is empty or full about paper?
It's either full of knowledge or not.
That it should be from empty to full, not one empty, one full. That implies two separate items. That's terrible wording on that.
It's saying that if it's full, then it's full of knowledge. If it's an empty page, it's talking about situations, not two separate papers. It's talking about situations.
It very much. Because one empty, one full, I was trying to think
both
of
both Bane and Boon, one empty, one full.
Yeah, Bane and Boon, empty and full.
Yeah.
Bane is
oh,
empty,
so
Boon.
It's a Bane if it's empty and Boon.
Yes.
That's really stupid.
It's actually really smart, I think.
But
Feathers in Their Masters is the one that really threw me off.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's a scroll. But...
I mean, that very specifically seems
that.
Like birds. But yeah, if you're going to talk for Quill and if you're
yeah.
A Quill and a scribe, that works too. Which is why, because the very first thing I thought of.
Yeah, everybody thinks a book.
Yeah, but the and even sticking with that, Bane and Boon only make sense in the terms of it being empty or full, but
okay, don't get mad. You didn't get
it.
Because it's an entirely separate stanza. That wow, okay.
Gethman, a Bane when empty, a Boon when full. That would have been so much better.
Eh, it's fine.
So what you're saying is, if it's doable, it's smart. I get it.
Your methods are stupid. Your plans are stupid.
Okay, so this door swings open as soon as you answer it. You may enter. And she
oh,
goes
good.
Back.
You're not dead.
These doors swing open as well.
Yeah, because I books, pages, throw encyclopedia. What the fuck was that?
He said throw the cat in there.
Okay, that hurt my ears. Couldn't understand. So
yeah, they kind of blew out all the speakers.
When I whispered into the mic
again,
yeah, that was breathiness of it. Was
sorry,
like...
I bumped the mic as I was trying to pull it in closer.
Three more coffins, yay!
So
threesome,
and they look like they have rubies on them.
They do.
And I'm gonna look for traps again.
Okay.
Because there was one in the last one.
What do you know? There's one in this one too.
Of course, there is.
This one has another tripwire right there at the bottom of those first set of stairs. So right about there. And follow that tripwire. And what you see is up on top. Or actually, no. It was these two statues. They're standing back in the swinging position. With some giant axes.
Okay.
Are they wieldable?
Oh my god.
They're part of
there.
The statue.
Shut up, then.
They're part
damn
of the
it.
Statue.
Are they looking to swing down or across?
Across.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to lay down on the bottom step and cut that wire.
Okay. And those statues are midget statues. Just kidding. No. They're
man kneels before God.
No, they are. They're about in normal 6 foot statue.
What I didn't say was that the axes were attached to their ankles like a skip it.
They have knee axes. So they're
called kneecappers, Drew.
Yes, it's true. They have sledgehammers. As soon as you cut it, the two statues rotate and swing the axes and immediately hit the wall and stop. So,
okay.
You're good to go in now?
And get to these stairs.
Okay. Another, just kidding. No traps.
Didn't think so. So these are not weighed down, and they do have rubies on them.
Yes.
1, 3, and 3.
Yes.
1, 3, and 3. I see 1, 1, 3.
Now, the one in the middle has 2 little ones under it.
Yep. Oh,
yeah, 2 tiny ones. Never mind.
So there was 1, 3, 3, 3, 6, 5.
Egan.
Well,
you could just say it.
going to the first one and
kind of defeats
popping
the...
that ruby out and flipping the coffin.
Okay. Inside is a zombie. Just kind of looking back up at you.
Stab him in the face.
As soon as that one opens, all of them pop open and there are zombies. And around the one in the middle, you see a medallion around his neck with a wolf on it.
Of course.
And I think that's where we're going to have to call it.
All right.
So, we'll go ahead and call it there. We went, you know, about 30 minutes over, but we also had some thinking time. And
there was a whole lot of silence that could be cut out of that one.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I can't have that sound of silence.
God damn it. Anyway.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm just going to fucking pound right through this. Thanks for watching, you guys. Or, thanks for listening.
Crazy.
Yeah, shut up. Thanks for listening, you guys. We really do appreciate it if you're still listening, because I know it can get
to put up with.
It can get difficult at times.
Gets so hard sometimes.
Yeah, but it hurts so good. Anyway,
all right.
We really appreciate it, and as usual, the way we do our exit, we've got Ben who plays Dave.
Oh, I was going to quote the song. It was going to be like, because of vision softly creeping. Because we're singing the song.
We have...
Why didn't you?
Yeah, you had your chance right there.
I didn't grab it in time, and I just read it. Okay.
We have Justin.
You don't know the song?
We have Justin who plays Emilio.
You know, splitting up, never a bad idea, right, guys?
We have Jeremy who plays Desmond.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And we had Garrett, who played Egan.
Yeah, they could take care of themselves.
And we had Stefan, who played Samantha.
I got this, guys.
Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Laters.
Bye.
Bye-bye.